Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
I just don't care anymore. And let me just explain everything that happened within the last 3 hours, because I will say, and I do have TJ here, who's going to be hanging out with me. And I just realized I did a Monday show at 6 o'clock and the Cowboys play tonight. So I'm just losing on all fronts today. Technology has whipped my butt, y'all, all day long, all day. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm the hell with it. I'm just, I see him laughing down there. I'm just come on, TJ. Just come on. I don't even want to talk about
gentlemen.
It.
Man. It is fantastic to see you all again. It's like I've been here sometime recently. I don't know why.
All right. So I got to tell you how all of this happened. All right. So the day of technology for me started off with my son, my youngest son. Listen, believe it or not, I am a techie kind of guru techie. The problem is I try to do too much. Is like, I try to do too much. That's my problem.
Very
so
true.
To start everything off, my son brings me his Wii. All right. His Wii. All right. And he knows I can jailbreak. I can hack a Wii. I can hack a Wii and put every Nintendo game that's ever made, every Super Nintendo game ever made on your Wii. I had a Wii that had 1,000 titles on it at one point. Well, that was 15 years ago. And apparently, the Wii has bumped up its security, and I've been fighting with that stupid thing all day. So that's L number one. All right. I lost. I had to send my son a snap saying, son, I'm sorry. I can't. I have taken this thing apart. I have downloaded. I have hacked. I have double hacked. I have done everything I can do. I didn't get it done today, but I need everybody to understand I am as hard-headed gets, and I don't let nothing whip me. All right, so I'm going to tell you, that Wii's getting whipped by the before this week's over. That Wii's getting
awesome.
Whipped. So, TJ, I walk into my studio an hour and a half before the show, like I always do, all right, and I have a Blackmagic 6K Pro cam.
Gotcha.
The camera, the lens, it's about a $1,200 camera. I love this thing. All right. Never had any problems with it. I mean, I turn my computer on, poof, perfect shot every time. Works great. So I turn my computer on and I get a little notification. It says, hey, you haven't updated your camera's software in about 6 months. Would you like to go ahead and update it? And I said, sure. I mean, I always update stuff. Let's update it. I updated it. Dude, the camera vanished. I disappeared. I couldn't find it anywhere. I couldn't do any. And whoever just got rid of nipple rot, thank you. Because thank you, TJ. We don't need that kind of drama on this show. I got enough for all of us today. So it vanished. I mean, it vanished. Disappeared. Poof. Gone. And so I'm sitting here doing every trick I know to do to get this thing, to find it and all this. So finally, this was like 30 minutes past my showtime. All right. I'm well into it. I have already said as many bad words in a 30-minute period than I've said in the last 6 months. I'm telling you, y'all, I had to get some serious redemption. I had to pray really hard, really hard, because I said some words that I ain't said in a minute. All right. That's I'm beautiful. Not going to lie. I ain't lying. What makes it worse? I call tech support, Black Magic. And believe it or not, I talked to a normal white dude from like Kentucky, which I'm blown away at that.
That is wild.
I know. And I say, hey, man, look, I got a problem. I said, I've been using this camera. Bro, I love it. I don't want to lose it. And I told him what happened. And he goes, oh, well, that ain't good. At this point, I was already so far down the sin rabbit hole, I just didn't care anymore. I was like, no shit. And he said, well, here's the problem. That camera was never intended to be used that way. And I said, so what you're telling me is that this $1,200 camera was never intended to be used as a camera? That's what you're telling me? And he goes, well, it was never intended to be used as a webcam. I said, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I said, how do I fix it? I said, because obviously it worked for like 8 months. It's got to work now. I mean, there's got to be a way to fix this. And he goes, well, the only thing you can do is we can go back and we can revert the update to the old update where it was working. We can go back and restore it. I said, cool, let's do it. We did it. Nothing. It did nothing. And I said, what now, genius? And he said, nothing. You can't do anything. You can't use it now. I said, so you're telling me I have a $1,200 paperweight. That's what you're telling me right now. And so now I'm having to use Kendra's camera. This is the camera that she typically uses. And my glorified. So now instead of a $1,200, I have a $250 camera. And honestly, the picture don't really look that bad.
It doesn't.
It really. So I'm like.
Full disclosure, I use like a $200 camera, dude.
We have to go freaking like spend the money for a crazy amount of money for a camera when this one looks just as good. I mean, what are we doing here with our lives? But anyway, how's everybody doing?
It's great to see all the fantastic folks that are in here. And thank you so much for popping in on the show, brother. I know it is hard. And it's been hard for me here ever since we bought the new house. I've been nonstop for the last 4.5 months of changes in kids' schedules and just weird stuff going on. So I have not been able to make any appearances anywhere for a while.
Yeah. I get it. And I know you guys don't know, but me and TJ talk every day. Like we communicate in some form or fashion. Every day, whether it's just to poke at each other, hey, how you doing, or me making fun of him and Catholics and stuff, you know, that's what we do. You know, that's what we do. But I got to admit, TJ, I'm really glad you're here because I, dude, I've got a million questions here. Like this whole, and I know you watch Dear America, and I know all of you guys probably watched Graham this morning. I didn't say a word. And a lot of people in the chat were like, Todd, you're really quiet today. You're not really saying a whole lot. And let me explain why. This whole Nick Fuentes, Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, and the rest of these people, these blue hat America First things, it's confusing. I don't understand it. I have more questions than they have answers regarding this. And I'm just going to ask the questions. And y'all, I'm just going to be real. TJ's coming in. This is software that I haven't used in a long time. So it's going to be a show. Okay. It's going to be a show. All right. Everybody's just go ahead and continue with the make fun of Todd stuff. Let's just keep it going. All right. And let's just roll right along with this show. But before That's we awesome. Get into the actual meat and potatoes of the America First thing, or what I say, before we jump in the hot seat itself, I have some other questions for you there, TJ. Okay.
Of course.
All right. And let me pull up this clip right here. And this is something that I've been wondering, honestly, for a couple weeks now, and I know you're going to vanish as soon as I do this, but don't worry. Oh, nope, I didn't mean to do that. All right, I'm going to pull you back again. All right, hang on. I'm going to fix it. All right, replace guest with TJ in all scenes. Pooyah! There you go. who says I ain't smart? I tell y'all, I'm smarter than y'all think. Okay, so this woman right here, or man, this is a man, asking a question, but I don't have an answer for her question, but I have a question for her question. Okay. So TJ, it's 19 seconds. You tell me your answer to her question.
If you was on a date with a trans woman, but you didn't know she was a trans woman until later on when she tells you, how would you deal with that situation? Like, would you stay? Would you leave? What would you do?
Okay. $1 million question, TJ. What do you do?
Well, of course, a beautiful part of that was there was no questions about like the progress of the date. It didn't move to any kind of afterward, any kind of strange discoveries. Yeah. That's not a Sheila. Yeah. You don't want to
know. No, not a Sheila. Sheila.
But honestly, I mean, I would be courteous, but I would say blatantly, you were dishonest from the beginning because you came here representing yourself as a female. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me now we've gone through a date and you are not a female. Therefore, you started the date on a lie and starting what would or could evolve eventually into a relationship on a lie right off the bat. You already made the first mistake. And, you know, that would end any possibilities of anything there. Besides the fact that I'm a straight guy and would never be with a trans person or surgeries or anything. It makes no difference. That's a man. It doesn't matter how you change any of the physical appendages. It's still a dude on the inside. So, you know, I mean, it would be very hard not to get angry.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Oh, yeah. Now, if we're just like, if we're going for coffee. All right. And let's be honest, guys, this is not 5 years ago. There are men out there that unless you don't know, like Google after this show's over or pull out your phones right now and Google who won Miss Las Vegas like a couple years. It looks like a woman. You can't tell the difference. But see, you're a nice guy. All right, if I go on a date with you like two or three times and you're really a man and we didn't start, hey, FYI, before we sit down, I have a penis. Mm. If that didn't happen, nah, I ain't him, okay? Right. I ain't nice, okay? I ain't there yet. All right, TJ, you got me by a few years. Well, on age, right?
Circumstances, I'm kind of taking into consideration like the individual that was in the video and, you know, a lot of these ones that do truly look effeminate. I do have, I guess, more compassion for people who I see as being physically frail, physically weak, whether it be a male or a female. I would have a hard time bringing my aggression to somebody who I could snap like a twig.
Yeah.
So I would just kind of be like, yo, this was not okay of you to do. You lied to somebody. By omitting something this major, it's a lie in itself.
Well, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to snap you like a twig, and then we're going to have that conversation. All I can say about the whole situation in that clip right there is thank God we don't have to worry about this anymore. Mm. Like, I literally hug Kendra every day and kiss for several things. The woman saved my life. She's taught me so much in a short amount of time. But thank God. Because there's no way. Now, I live in Alabama, and I ain't got to worry about that around here. But no, if I was ever like out at an event or something like that, and I was, bro, I'm telling you, I'd go to prison. But that's not the question that I have. Okay. That's not the question that I have. Here's the question that I have. Because now you're seeing this trend where all of these people are saying, I don't understand the big problem. Trans women are women. Trans women are women, trans women are women. And so by that premise, okay, TJ, I don't think I'm wrong for asking this question. Mm. I really don't. So if what you're telling me is that a trans woman is a man, and so because you say it and you believe it, therefore I have to believe it as a citizen, I'm not wrong so far, right?
That's what they've been trying to push. Not what I'm saying by any means.
No, I know, bro. I know that's not what you're saying. But that's what they're saying. Trans women are women. That's what we believe. And therefore, you have to believe it. Cool.
Correct.
Well, guess what? Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. That's what I believe. So you have to believe it.
Exactly. And the Bible strictly says that anyone who takes up women's clothing and adorns themselves in women's clothing is an abomination. So...
I'm just saying, if they can run around and tell us whatever little cockamamie idea they have in their head is the gospel and the truth, just because they say it, you know, they give them the old good old Candace Owens, trust me, Giving me the trust me, I know what I'm talking about. Fine, trust me, I know what I'm talking about. Jesus is here. He's alive. He's at the right hand of the Father, and he still saves. How about
absolutely.
That? Can we go on that? Okay. Not a bad question. I don't think that's difficult.
Honestly, I mean, and in that sense, you know, I would hope that that individual would come, you know, come to their senses and seek redemption from all of that. And that's a question I get asked a lot about people who are in the gay community who might have grown up in a Catholic household and they realize later on in life that they might want to come back to the Catholic Church. They feel like they can't do so because they're gay. But there's a difference in all of this. You are asked to repent from your life of sin. So yes. If that person decides that they are going to repent from their life of sin, they are not going to bed with a man, they are going to be abstinent, they're going to live a life of celibacy, and they want to dedicate their life to the church, then
do it.
You have a chance of redemption there.
And let me add something on top of that as well, because Jesus says, come as you are. So on top of that, I got no problems with a gay dude or a gay woman coming to the church and seeking answers and truth, because let's be honest, when it comes to coming to Jesus, you and I both know this, it's the same thing as taking a shower. I'm not going to baby wipe myself and clean myself off before I take a shower. Right. Okay. Same principle with Jesus. You come to Jesus as you are.
Exactly.
Dirty. Jesus is the one that cleanses you, just that like Old Spice is what cleans me in the shower. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's the same principle. I use Old Spice. I use the CD Lamb bottle. It's nice. I do. It's a true statement. All right. Shifting. So in Texas, because I know Mississippi and Alabama is the same. Okay. We have you have the stand your ground in Texas,
mm-hmm.
where like if they come onto your property, they don't have to come into your house. They can just come into your property. Okay. Yep. So check this out. So it's Michigan. All right. Yeah, of course. It's always Michigan, Colorado, Minneapolis, California. It's always one of those. Okay. So in Michigan, a homeowner, fatally shoots and kills a teenager who broke into his garage, but it's sparking this debate. Like they're wanting this guy right here. All right. So this young man right here broke into this white dude's garage in the middle of the night, and he was shot and killed for his efforts. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm just going to be real with you. Where I live, you're a dead man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like you should have thought about that before you broke into my home. You should have thought about that before you broke into my shop. You should have, especially with Kendra here or my dog. I mean, it's over. You're cooked. So now Michigan is thinking about getting rid of the stand your ground law, and they want to charge this guy with murder, like premeditated murder, for shooting a kid that broke into his shop. Now, granted, let's be real, and I know I can speak for TJ when I say this. We value life, okay? Oh, yeah. That's not a conservative thing. That's not a liberal thing. That's a human thing, okay? I don't care how big of a piece of trash you are. I still value your life, okay?
Absolutely.
I still value your life. But once you decide to violate my safe space, which is my home, where I protect my family, is it harsh to say that you give up your life and your right to life at that point?
No, I think that's absolutely accurate. And in that sense, it's because you don't know what's coming. And even if you were willing to take a risk with your own life, you can't take a risk with the lives of others. And that's not just the people within your home, because if these people are infiltrating your property, they're probably going to check your neighbor's house, et cetera, if they manage mm-hmm. to successfully get through one place without being shot or being stopped or nobody's home, they're going to check the next. So by you not taking action, you are putting other people's lives in danger regardless, and you don't know if they are armed. You don't know what's coming. Once you know that you are dealing with an individual on your property, and particularly in your garage, which is a part of your home, then you know they don't belong there. And from there, everything else is kind of open season as to what they might have. They might have a gun. They might have a knife. They might be able to overpower you. Therefore, you have no option in that case but to incapacitate them.
And so I ran into this because, again, y'all know me by now. Y'all hear this accent, whether you're new or old. TJ does a really good impression of me, by the way. I never knew that wasn't like a national thing. Like, I grew up in small town Mississippi. I never called it stand your ground or anything like that. I was always, oh no, you come in my house, you're dead. Now you come in my house, door's locked, my family's here. I was raised, I'm assuming the same way you are. As a man, you have some priorities. Your number one priority is obviously being the head of the household and raising your family up in the ways of biblical truths in Christ. But number two, for me as a man, is protection. It is my responsibility, mine and mine alone, to protect my family as a man. It's my responsibility.
Most certainly.
And so the first time I left Mississippi, all right, and I mean like moved, I was stationed in North Carolina in Winston-Salem. All right. Winston-Salem, by the way, very liberal. Okay. That's where Wake Forest is.
Right.
Extremely liberal. And so I'm, you know, I'm in the military. I have a government vehicle. The government vehicle is parked 4 foot in front of my front door to my house. I wake up in the morning and, put my uniform on, walk out the door, van's gone. Ooh. Like, it's gone. Government tag on the front, government tag on the back is gone. And so I'm like, what the hell? So I call the police. All right. And I, at this point, my two boys were little, like they were like little. So the cop shows up, he comes in, he's saying, you know, what's tag number, what's the make and model and all this stuff, blah, 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 what's this? And then his next question, he's sitting in my living room, all right, drinking tea, by the way. Guy and gave him a glass of tea. And he goes, well, Mr. Spears, did they come in your house? Again, y'all know me. I start doing this. And he goes, what are you doing? I said, do you see dead bodies in the living room? And he goes, what are you talking about, Mr. Spears? I said, officer, all due respect, if a man comes into my house and I'm asleep and my babies are asleep, he just forfeited his life and anybody that's with him. And this dude looks at me and goes, well, you'll go to jail. And that was the first time I was like, what?
Yeah.
What? So, I mean, do you feel like I do? Like, I think gun laws, this stand your ground laws, I don't think this should be state specific. I think this should be national. I think like for me, it drives me crazy because I have an enhanced carry permit in Mississippi. All right. In Mississippi, y'all, I can carry anywhere. Mm-hmm. The only place I cannot carry is a courtroom when court is in session. That's it. I can go into a school. As long as I'm concealed, I can carry.
Yep, same here in Texas. Yeah.
Me personally, y'all might disagree, but I think that whatever permit you have in whatever state should be recognized everywhere. Everywhere. If I go to California and I have a Mississippi enhanced carry permit, then it should be the same. Like, they should have to honor that. And that's just me talking. What are your opinions on all that?
I agree with that. And, you know, federal regulations kind of make determination as to eligibility to purchase firearms. They do background checks pretty much everywhere and everything else. So if you're eligible in accordance to the federal government to have that firearm, if you've met standards that are necessary to be able to safely carry that firearm, then that should be a complete, you know, universality. And I think that's I think it's a given. And it's hard because there are so many crossover laws, and that comes down to even hardware. Like, Colorado originally, when
magazines, all kind of stuff. It's
suppressors.
It's insanity, man. It's insanity.
It absolutely is. And I mean, back in the 90s, I was going to mention, a lot of you guys will remember, at the beginning of the 90s, people started saying, if somebody breaks into your home, you better kill them, because people started getting sued because people would break in their home and they would, you know, tackle them, assault them. They'd break their arm or something. And they were getting sued for them being injured on their property through their homeowner's insurance while they're invading the person's home.
Okay. Have you seen, because I know it's a funny movie and this was, but this really happened. You seen the movie Liar Liar?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. When he's like, the old woman was talking to him and was like, a burglar tried to break into my friend's house and he fell through the skylight and he cut himself on a cutting board and the burglar sued my friend. And he was like, oh, I'd have got him 10. That really happened. That really happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
A thief was on top of this lady's house, fell through the skylight, landed on a knife on the cutting board, cutting himself. He sued and won. And that's the kind of crap you're talking about. See, no, dog, you ain't gonna be alive to sue anybody. Like, you're not. That it's going right. to be my word dead against tell the dead no man. Tales. And I win. Yeah, and I win. I'm going to be in the courtroom going, dead men tell no tales. Dead men tell. Dismissed. Thank you, Your Honor. I'm out of here. I'm gone. I didn't get to catch like the first half of your show. Did you talk about how like, you know, I mean, Tucker put out all this stuff about Matthew Cooks. Did you talk about this on your show earlier?
I didn't. I avoid many of these things on Take Up Your Cross because, of course, I know they're going to get beat down over the course.
Yeah,
of
Yeah, I try to as
you
well.
You know, I hit the things that kind of stay in the family and community oriented side of it all. Sometimes I'll talk about things that are going on overseas that could be influential to American behavior. So today, of course, I talked about some of the corruption hearings that are being brought against Volodymyr Zelensky in the Ukraine, but also like the assault that's going on in Mexico.
They're tearing that place apart.
Absolutely.
Man.
And, you know,
and they should.
Mexico, they should. And Mexico and the United States are very different in the way that we are, as far as the way that our countries grew, as far as what our strengths are, our resources are. But the way that corruption took over the entirety of the Mexican state is something that we need to be aware of right here in the United States.
Oh,
because
yeah.
they allowed politicians to be owned by the cartels for so long that now all of them have dirt on them and none of them are willing to do anything to put their name out there and try to stand up against the cartels. They're afraid of them. They're afraid of what they can be essentially blackmailed with, and none of them are willing to stand their ground. So the citizens are actually relying more on the cartels to protect their families than their own government, and they're starting to develop relationships with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually believe that, you know, they're helping them rebuild schools, rebuild churches, they're cleaning up their neighborhoods, and in turn, the citizens go, well, I know these guys are murderers and everything, but we're going to give them places to hide out.
Yeah. And as long as they don't murder me, I'm good.
Exactly.
You do what you need to do, boo-boo. Just don't kill me and my family.
These guys paid for my daughter's cancer treatment, so
yeah,
they're all right
by
me.
You can see where somebody in a third world country would lean on something like that, especially when you have a president that, what was it, 27 people were murdered?
Mm-hmm.
To move her to the front of the line. Like,
absolutely.
How does nobody sit back in like NATO or the UN and go, no, we need to look into this. Like, we might want to make a few calls on this one. But I just find it interesting that, you know, Matt, whatever you want to call him, that obsessed with furries, they, them pronouns, like we didn't know, you know, something like that was going on, you know,
and
the only question I have about it is because this is the Biden FBI. This is not Cash. This is not Dan. This is the Biden FBI. And is anybody really surprised? Like at the end of the day, like really, is anybody surprised?
Absolutely. No. And that's the sad part about those government positions is they get their hands tied so quickly. They get the tape put across their mouth so quickly if the administration is leaning a certain way. And we know that, and I say all the time, even though I don't want to slander all Democrats, because there are some Democrats out there that still think they're holding on to the old Democrat principles, the party has left them. They allowed the far left, the progressive left, to become the face of their party. And all of this extremism, all of the just flagrant homosexuality and erotic literature in children's libraries, the trannies all over the place, the disgusting parades taking place in the streets where people are literally walking around naked, you know, people showing their parts at the White House. I mean, trannies were flashing their
pulling them out. Like,
the
and
White
that
House.
Was, I thought that was a woman for like 6 months. I thought it was a woman. It looked like a woman. And I was like, dang, man. And then I went, man, I read transgender. I was like, that's a man. And again, I had to look at Kendra and just go, I love you so much. I love you so much right now. I mean, it's a scary premise that now, like, I mean, I think I'm over that hump. I know you still have little ones.
Oh, yes.
I mean, mine are grown and gone and all that. And I just have to sit back and go, okay, that's one. All right. That's one thing I don't have to worry about is my son bringing home a man and not knowing it. You know, but I can't imagine for, you know, guys like you and Graham and other people that have like, you know, 7, 8 year olds, like, I don't even know what's going to be like a fad when they're, you know, 18, 19 years old compared to what we're looking at right now. It's
just a haunting thought, brother. It is.
Man.
And I think about that stuff all the time, just as I see the stupid trends that they have now, just the things that kids, we used to emulate things that we saw in movies and everything. I ran around thinking I was John Rambo when I was a kid. Quite
yeah.
often. I also thought I was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle for a little while.
Not for real. I did my fair share of stupid. I mean, I jumped off the roof of my house with an umbrella, thinking, you know, when I was like 13, thinking it would slide. I'm Mary Poppins, y'all. I mean, that was before Guardians of the Galaxy. And it didn't work. I tore up both of my legs, but I jumped off the roof of my house, hit a trampoline, went straight into the swimming pool. Mm-hmm. Those were the crazy things that we did.
Absolutely.
Now, oh, yeah, let's lick a toilet seat and doorknobs.
Yeah, they're looking at TikTok, and they think that all of this, the thing that scares me is a lot of the kids think that what they see on TikTok and on YouTube is real. Like a lot of these influencers that put out videos for clickbait, it is so easy for those guys that are used to speed editing to put 100 clips and make it look like 1 2-minute video. And
oh,
they don't realize what all has been taken out of it and inserted into it.
And on top of that, the AI. AI, man. I saw a TikTok yesterday where there was like one account. All this dude did is it's all AI videos. Every one of them is AI videos of ICE arresting children. And I mean like little children, like 10, 11 year olds beating women in the street. And this dude has millions of followers. Millions of people are watching these videos, and it's all fake, and it's all AI.
It's terrible.
And honestly, you can look at the clips for yourself, and you can't tell. I mean, you can't tell, and that's just like where we're at now. And I mean, this is what we do for a living, is look at, you know, the Twitterverse and TikToks and all that stuff, trying to figure out what's real and what's not. You know how many times I've been busting on Dear America, like, huh, damn, Todd, that's AI. That ain't even real. Or that's satire. I'm like, how the hell am I supposed to know?
It's
hard. I mean, how am I supposed to know? But completely shifting gears here. So I want to do a couple little things here on immigration. So Ron DeSantis said this earlier today, and I just want to get your take on it. I kind of know what your take is on it, but I just want to hear it come, you know, from your lips to Jesus's ears. So let's play this right quick. What a great governor. Horrible president candidate, but great governor.
But you know, you have some strain on the right that says, oh, no, you know, illegal immigration is bad. Legal immigration, no matter what, is good. And wait a minute. Now, I'm not saying any of it's that it's all bad or what, but is bringing 10 million people from like Somalia and dumping them into Georgia, is that good because it's legal? I think you have to think critically about what are we doing with an immigration policy, and is it benefiting the American people? Is it helping to promote a strong American culture? We should never bring people into this country who hate America. And when I... And I want, when I look at like Mindami's dad and listen to the stuff he's saying about America being the story, I'm like, why would we have wanted somebody like that to come? I mean, especially if you think America is so bad. So we have to be smart. It's lazy thinking to say anything that's legal must necessarily be good. Some of these companies game these systems with bringing cheap labor. So there's a whole host of things, but don't do what Europe did. Europe did a mass migration that was legal, that was intentional, and it's proven to be disastrous. So as conservatives, we must.
Okay, so everybody knows how I feel about this, but I want to ask you this question. All right,
as
how much, okay, how much do you think illegal immigration, the Bidenomics of immigration, how much do you think that has really hurt us? Like, I mean, how far do you think it goes? Because me personally, I think it's everywhere.
Absolutely. No, it's spread from corner to the corner of the United States, obviously, right here in Texas. Even in states where the politics would seem to lean otherwise, the infiltration is there because it was protected. Border Patrol agents right here in the great state of Texas had to go from trying to enforce security at our southern border to helping make sure that people who were crossing our border weren't getting injured while they were coming into our country like an open door. And many of them spoke out and said that they felt like what they signed up for as a position as Border Patrol agents was being tarnished by the fact that it was being made a mockery of. And they went from being a form of law enforcement to try to protect the sovereignty of the United States of America to being a concierge service to make sure that people weren't drowning in the Rio Grande as they're helping them get into the United States. And it's terrible what's happened, because I talk about this all the time. I know I speak fluent Spanish. I know a lot of people that are from Guatemala, a lot of people that are from Costa Rica, a lot of people that are from Honduras, and they all come here with the exact same plan. They've got a 5 to 10 year plan. In most of those places, you can buy a home. And if you buy that home, there are no property taxes and utilities are all public. So you don't pay for electrical, you don't pay for water. So if you can get a house, your family's set. And then you can live off of the low wages in Mexico, working a part-time job, and you can retire. So they come out here with a 5 to 10 year plan to work in landscaping positions or machine operator positions. They send most of the money that they can back to Guatemala or Honduras or Costa Rica. And by that point in time, they save the $45,000 or $50,000 they need to buy a house out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they walk out. They have no intentions on being citizens here. They have no intentions on contributing, you know, anything to our government other than the gardens they may look nicer at somebody's house or whatever else.
Yeah,
there's
right.
no further contribution. There's no contribution into our system, our services. And the younger ones are, like many of the younger people in our country are historically, they're lazy. So they find out they can get benefits while they're over here. They're working under the table. So they're making money, but they're also claiming they're not working since there's no way to track it since it's under the table in the first place. They're getting food stamps. They're getting Medicaid. They're getting everything else covered for them. They'll shack up with a mamacita, as they say here, that's got kids. And then the whole thing spins on, because then you become an adult who's in responsibility of a minor under the age of 8. And you can get health care as a male even at that point in time through Medicaid without any disabilities here in the United States if you have young ones that are your dependents. So they work the system inside out. It costs the taxpayer billions and billions of dollars. It destroys cities. They have no respect for the cities, their infrastructure, taking care of properties. The places they rent are always trashed. They have to be fully renovated anytime they move any of these guys out, because there is no respect or appreciation for where they are, because this isn't their home. This for them is a stepping stone.
You know, I mean, the way and I know you were probably raised the same way. I was raised to leave it better than you found it.
Exactly.
You know, that's how I was raised. If you're a guest in somebody's house, I mean, even today, like not too long ago, me and Kendra went up to South Carolina and we stayed, you know, a few days at Tony's house, and we slept in his daughter's bedroom and we had a ball. Man, Kendra was washing towels. She was washing sheets, making the bed, folding the towels, you know, cleaning everything up, because you leave something better than you found it. And that just doesn't seem to be the case for now. People that come over here legally and do it the right way, well, they have a vested interest in everything. Okay. Because now you're here, you're one of us, you're paying taxes. I got no issues with that. But I think you can take it and look at every problem we have, and you can bring it right back to, you know, 30 million illegal people coming. The housing problem we have right now. How do you think that happened? All right. Why do you think the reason why we don't, and that's what Kamala and even Trump and JD said it the other day, we don't have enough houses. You know why we don't have enough houses? Have you looked at the price of materials right now? Oh, it's insane. And during COVID, it was worse. Mm-hmm. I have never, and I'm not as old as you. I mean, we're close, but I have never in my life seen rent being cheaper to own. I've never seen that. Mm-mm. It's here. Welcome. Mm-hmm. It's here now.
That's exactly right.
And that's why I'm kind of like, all right, maybe the 50-year mortgage is not a bad idea for younger people, you know, folks that are getting their life started. And then you can refinance whenever you want. But you go to transportation. I don't know about y'all, but, you know, I drive, me and Kendra, we drive everywhere. You know, we go to Fort, we've driven to Gatlinburg, South Carolina, Florida, everywhere. I can't sit here and tell y'all that if I'm driving down an interstate in the middle of the night, and I see an 18-wheeler come in my direction, my first thought is, please God be an American. Please God be an American.
You're hoping to driving by. Ring, ding, 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 ding.
Thank God. Okay. We didn't die. We didn't die. But I told Kendra this the other day when we were going to South Haven to watch the Brandon Lake concert. I said, I'm honestly nervous driving down in the middle of the night when I see an 18-wheeler coming my way. It makes me nervous.
Absolutely.
I've never thought about that. Not once. I would Chevy Chase, National Lampoon, you know, right in between the truck. Didn't care. But now, man, you better watch your back. Healthcare. They've tarnished that.
Yeah.
I showed everybody here a graphic. It was a bar that showed the increase in illegals versus those 4 years of what we spent in Fed assistance. It went right along with that graph. And the major issue that I had with the Biden administration and a little bit with Trump is I know from high school, from home economics, that if you have a negative next to your bank account, that's when you stop writing checks. Okay, that's when you stop. You stop spending money when you ain't got it. All right. Well,
no kidding.
It seems like we were handing out billions and billions of dollars in aid to folks who either A, didn't need it, or B, weren't eligible for it. Yet, hey, how much money does Ukraine need today? Okay, write the check. Write the check. Yep. And so you can put illegal immigration into all this. But the reason I ask this question, because here's another problem that I have with the lefts and their deportation anti-ICE thing. So in Charlotte, protests broke out today, and I'm not playing this whole stupid clip. I just want to bring a point here, okay? So these are, you know, the tards walking around in Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, here they are. All right, so it has come out that in Charlotte, North Carolina, it's about 900,000 people live in Charlotte. 150 of those thousand are illegals. It's already been said. 150,000 out of 900,000 are illegals. And they're out here, they're protesting, they're raising nine kinds of hell. I didn't see any protests when this happened. Did you? Now, this is in Charlotte. This is in Charlotte. So if you really want to be pissed off and protest something, how about we protest a 11-time felon that was let out of prison just to stab to death this beautiful young lady who, by the way, was an immigrant from Ukraine.
From the Ukraine. Absolutely. Yeah, no. And that's the thing is the left's argument always leans towards them trying to talk about, okay, well, what about the immigrants that want to be here? What about the immigrants that want to come here legally? And the process is so tarred up, they can't get here. The reason why the process is so broken is because of illegal immigration. And that's the thing that they keep failing on. If there wasn't so much illegal immigration, if the floodgates weren't open, if we didn't have so many bodies that we can't vet in this nation, we could reform the legal visa and immigration process and make it to where people who actually want to come here, assimilate to our culture, share in the American dream, raise their family here, start a business, own a home, they would be able to become legal citizens in a reasonable amount of time. And I see this take place firsthand. A couple that owned the Thai restaurant my wife and I go to regularly. He was in the military, went to Thailand, met his wife. They've been here, had a restaurant open now for 7 years, one of the most successful Thai restaurants in the area. She just became a citizen this summer. That's how long it took. And she was married to a man in the military.
Well,
it took
that's
her
horrible.
That long to become an American citizen.
But you
because
pay
of the
your
fact
dues.
The process. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you pay your dues.
And
it's
I mean,
like
they've been paying
anything.
Taxes with a business that's made good money and supported a community out here for years. And she wasn't a United States citizen. And she was so proud to have that done. She put pictures up around the restaurant of it and everything.
Dude.
And, you know, people say, well, that's the problem is it takes so long to become a citizen. But it takes so long to become a citizen because of the fact that this illegal immigration has tarred up the system so deeply that they don't know who to handle what way any longer. It's very difficult to try to determine the intentions of an illegal immigrant who claims they're here for right reasons versus somebody who truly does actually want to assimilate and become an American, because they all claim that that's what their intentions are. So they get to stay here. I'll say, I didn't go through the visa process because it was too hard to apply to.
I'm just going to say this. Y'all heard it here first. If we lose the midterms and then lose in 2028, I'm moving to Poland. I'm telling you, I'm going to Poland. If they'll take me, I'm going to Poland because they'll shoot your ass. Like if you try to cross their border illegally, you get a warning shot, then you get one to the dome.
Yep.
And I'm all about it. And you know, they hit the prime minister of Poland was like, what about doctors and lawyers? And he goes, we have those. We don't need yours.
Yeah.
Now, see, we can't say that. All right. We can't say that. I'm sorry, y'all. We're going to get into this in a minute. And a lot of y'all going to be mad at me for this. But I can't go away without showing TJ this clip because this is in Texas. All right.
Oh, no.
All right. This is in Texas. Now, you're Texan. My family I was the first Spears born outside of Texas. All right. My dad was born in San Antonio. My grandmother was born in Del Rio. My uncle was born in San Antonio. Air Force family, they moved to Columbus, Mississippi. This is where I was born. But I've asked a lot of Texas people this, and I don't understand how y'all are letting this go on. Like, I don't. So this is the last 24 months. Okay. The last 24 months, these little red dots, they're mosques.
Yes.
Okay. They are mosques. Now there's no, just watch them. Boom, 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 boom. Dude, they're popping up everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
And unfortunately, that's not just in Texas. That's happening all over the United States.
Oh, yeah. But,
and, of course, it's been highly publicized here because of the contrast. Because, of course, people think Texas, there's no way. But the problem is the same type of infiltration that's taken place in other areas of the United States. And this was a topic that I harped on really heavily before Trump was elected, before I ever had a podcast or anything, when I was a guest around random places, was the fact that they've had a plan. Their plans aren't like ours. We handle situations as they come quite often as conservatives. These guys plan for things decades in advance that they know that many of them won't even be in office to see through. And what they've been doing, just like China, is they've worked their way into the arteries of our country piece by piece, into areas where nobody would ever suspect them. And China has had their feet and their influence in almost every country in the world. And people only started seeing it after Trump made such a huge deal out of it, is when it really started hitting everybody's eyeballs and they went, man, they really do have their, you know, their Bridge and Road, their Silk Road initiative going on all over the freaking globe. And it was a way to gain power everywhere. And the left has worked their way in the same way. First, they did it in the shadows. Now it is all being worn on the
floor. Oh, it's all out in the open now, bro.
The fact that Biden just couldn't work without a teleprompter is part of the reason. And he just kind of gaffed it all out by accident.
Yeah, he couldn't work without a B-12 shot.
Those are facts for sure, brother. But the problem is they've worked their way in Texas the same way. So all of the areas like where I live, you will not find anybody who supports anything.
Yeah, now this is
there.
The Dallas Irving area is what
and
the map that I just showed
too.
You guys.
And we're, you know, we're probably, I always joke and say we're about 30 years behind right here in the Texas Hill Country where I'm at.
Come to Alabama, buddy. Come to Alabama. Come on, Alabama. I'll show you behind, brother. I'll show you behind.
But we've got San Antonio that's not all that far from us. And San Antonio was actually pretty conservative, even though it is mainly Hispanic. And it is starting to slip away. Mm-hmm. You know, Austin's been lost forever.
Austin's gone.
Austin became a huge gay community. And as soon as the LGBTQ community
took over
there.
It's like mini San Francisco now.
Oh, it's so bad. And, you know, Houston, biggest population in the state of Texas. There's 4 million people in inner city Houston and its rural communities combined. It started going blue through politicians in that area, supporting things from a massive influx of minorities.
Katrina is what screwed Texas.
Oh, man.
And Katrina screwed Texas because when Katrina hit lower Louisiana, and according to the Weather Channel, that landmass we call Mississippi, everybody moved. All of those inner city people moved to Texas. They all moved to Austin, Houston. Yep. I mean, y'all saw a large population jump. And not the population that you want.
Right.
Honestly.
Yeah, when I first moved here, it's been about close to 18 years now. And where I first moved was in the middle of nowhere still. It was out off the side of Lake LBJ. And there were people who were living in the townhomes I was renting temporarily there that told me that they were Katrina people.
Oh, yeah.
And I grew up in the Rockies, so I saw everything on the news about Katrina, but I didn't really know about what had happened as far as the bodies that got moved,
it was
all the trailers and all the stuff that went on.
It was a mess down there.
They're still there. And they said, we're still receiving aid from the government to pay for our townhouse, so we just decided to stay here. And I'm like,
Okay.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, no kidding. And I said this, me and a buddy of mine, we were on the phone earlier in the week. And as a matter of fact, it was before, I can't believe I'm going to say this. It was before the Oklahoma game Saturday. Ouch. But we went to Iraq together. And I said, dude, you know, when people asked us when we got home, like, you know, how do you feel about it? And I said, well, as a father and as a man and as an American, honestly, I would rather be over there fighting it than having to fight them here.
Mm.
Yeah. And now you can't say that. Right. I mean, you can't say that now because they're here.
Yeah.
And it's only a matter of time. Like, it folks, I'm sorry to tell you this. It's not a matter of if.
Yep.
It's when.
That's exactly right.
Because these people are not like we're used to Christians and Catholics and Hindus and atheists and you know, the people who worship trees and whatever they are, the Wiccans and stuff. Not too, you know, aggressive. Not too harsh, you know. I mean, you get some judgy Christians every once in a while, and they need to be smacked around from time to time. But these people are a different breed. Like, right. They are a different breed where if you don't believe what they believe, then you got to die.
Mm.
You know, if you don't think that's here, you're crazy.
No doubt. No, and that's absolutely true. And I saw it pop up in the chat. Somebody was saying, wait, Katrina victims are still getting money from the government. Right now, I don't believe so.
It wouldn't surprise me.
TNAC Al, but no, when I first moved to Texas, it was about 2008. So at that time, Katrina victims, you know, Katrina was in 2005. Katrina victims were still receiving like free housing and everything where they've been transplanted into the state of Texas. They were paying for them to have, you know, condos, townhouses, apartments, whatever was accommodating to their families out here. Or they were putting them up in those FEMA trailers that were all over the place for quite a while as well. And that I kind of got exposed to all of that by moving to Texas, not really realizing that was all still kind of going on at that time. And that's where I learned about kind of the whole thing of the inner workings of FEMA and Hurricane Katrina, which is where FEMA's true colors kind of started first coming out, I think, as well, and seeing kind of how much mismanagement and corruption was really embedded within it, because that whole entire situation was managed terribly.
Horrible. It was terrible. All right, so before we jump in the hot seat, all right, let's answer a few questions really quick, all right, because I see Jersey here. He's just foaming at the mouth. I know he is. All right, Todd, I asked TJ now, so you're in the hot seat. I don't mind. We can't beat the left come midterms with us being fractured into MAGA and America First, part one. The only thing separating the two parties on the right is Israel. So at what point do we start thinking about triaging Israel to come together with those who claim to be America First to win the midterms? I'm going to answer that question in the hot seat, I promise. I'm sorry, but play stupid games, win stupid prizes. We need stand your ground. I agree. Research objective from the Rooster. Research objective, reasonableness. Michigan follows that rule. It's too long to explain in a super chat. Okay. All right. Well, apparently you don't follow it too well because that guy got arrested. In Jersey, we have what is called Castle Doctrine. So you don't shoot someone unlawfully until they enter your dwelling. They can't be on your porch kicking in your door. Got to wait for them to be inside. Yeah, that's a no. You don't have to worry about me moving to New Jersey ever.
That's because, how Colorado was when I left it. Was, sorry, it
you're,
was
you're catching
point.
One center mass as soon as your foot hits my door. I'm not even opening it. I'm shooting through the door. Like, I mean, I'm just being honest. Why would I open the door? I don't know what's on the other side. And if you're beating the hell out of it.
There's actually cases out here where people are getting shot at, and that was starting to pop up in the media because a group of high school kids out here in the Hill Country in kind of one of the higher end communities decided they were going to go and put on ski masks or Halloween masks.
Oh, yeah.
And they were walking up and they were booting people's doors as hard as they could and then
how
running
stupid.
Off.
Like, man, again.
So people thought, you know, they're getting broken into. So people were coming outside firing.
And I'm not above, like, we ding-dong ditched. You know, we knocked on doors and jumped in bushes, and we lit dog shit on your front porch and ran off. We rolled your yard. You know, we did all that kind of stuff. But we never damaged anybody's property. We were never disrespectful. And when the we couldn't disrespect the cops because you got caught rolling or ding-dong ditching, the cops would handle it. You wasn't getting a ticket. You were getting your ass beat. You were getting your ass beat, and they were carrying you to your parents' house, and then they were going to watch your parents kick your ass. And that's just how it went. You know, that's just how it went. All right. Well, TJ, let's jump in the hot seat, baby.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So the Israel America First thing. I love that. I love that. I love it. AI, man, when it's used right, it can be done very well. Okay. So on the Israel thing. So this whole America First thing that we talked about this morning on Dear America and the fracture that is in conservatives right now. And there's two sides. Okay. There's MAGA and there's America First. But I have to be honest with you. My opinion on this, I don't know. Because I thought we were doing that shit to begin with. Like, right. I really did. I thought we were doing America first. I've told y'all a million times. TJ, I know you've heard me say it. I'm America only. Right. 100%. I am. America first, America only. I am. But not like this, because I said this on Dear America, and I got some hateful DMs from a lot of y'all, by the way, by saying this. This little blue hat movement right now, all it is anti-Israel, Israel hatred wrapped up in fake patriotism. That's all this is. And can't nobody convince me of anything otherwise. I'm sorry. You can't, okay? So let's just, all right, let's look at the facts here for a second, okay? All right, so Israel, not the government, all right, the people. All right, I'm talking about the people. Now, if I understand history correctly, and I do, by the way, all right, Israel has been punked since the days of Abraham. Okay, so let's just go on a history lesson here, folks. All right, Israel, God comes to Abraham, says, I'm going to make you a man of many nations. Your descendants are going to be more than the stars in the sky. Blah, 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 blah. They, you know, we filter to Moses. Moses goes to Egypt, let my people go. They part the Red Sea. They take a long walk. God gets pissed off. They walk around for 40 years in the wilderness. Then Joshua leads them into the promised land, which is Israel. Yep. King David establishes Jerusalem as the capital. Solomon builds the temple, and then here we go. All right, then you've got the Roman, but the whole time this is happening, you've got the Midianites, you've got the Amorites, the Assyrians that are just coming, the Philistines that are just coming in time and time again, burning shit down, running off, killing their people, raping their women, all kind of crazy stuff. Then you fast forward to the Roman occupation of Jesus's days, all right, and they were brutal. All right, they were brutal. That's where crucifixions come from, Romans. And the reason they did it is because it was the worst way to punish somebody.
Correct.
All right, the most horrific way to kill somebody is by nailing them to a cross and watching them basically asphyxiate.
Because and biblically, it was a disgrace unto God. Those who were hung from trees, and a lot of people misinterpret that. They think of hanging like by the noose conventionally. But those who were hung from trees were supposed to be taken down and buried before the end of the day. Because if not, that actually dishonored God, because God did not want to see hanging humans.
Correct.
On the wood. They didn't want to, he wouldn't want to see humans hanging from trees. So to leave someone nailed to the cross, suffering, and then leave them there dead and leave their body to rot, start to fall off and drag from the nails was putting that abomination in front of the eyes of God. And
correct. All right. So you get that. And then finally, Rome gets pissed and sacks Jerusalem, burns it to the ground, destroys everything, then redraws the map, renames Israel Palestinia. Okay. Right. That was never a real thing. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a Palestinian. Okay. I need y'all to get that. There's no such thing. Okay. That's made up. All right, the Romans made that crap up. Mm-hmm. All right, so you want me to go further? Let's go further. All right, so the Romans destroy Israel. They have no country, no home at this point. Then you get to the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and here comes Hitler. He says, hell, I'm going to kill a million of them. All right, so these people have been without a country, or a piece of land. They've been brutalized since the beginning. Do you really not understand why they don't mind blowing shit up? I would. Now they have one of the best air forces in the world.
Very true.
Yeah, I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it. All right. I've been chased, murdered, killed, had my temple destroyed, my homes burnt to the ground, my land renamed. I've been brutalized since God ordained my people, which they're not ordained anymore. So don't do that to me. Okay. Calm down. All right. Yeah, I'd be a little tempered if I was them as well. Okay. So take that.
Sure.
All right. So, all right, let's take that. Now, imports. What does America import? All right. Let me just leave this for you. Okay. And I promise I'm rolling all of this up into a big, beautiful cake for you. All right. And I'm going to watch you eat it. I'm not telling TJ or you guys any of this. I'm just stating facts. I want you to make up your mind for yourself. I'm just trying to lead you to the water. All right, that's it. Because this is the stuff I think about. All right. So imports, electronic products right now, about 30% of our entire electronics come from elsewhere. All right. 25% in transportation equipment, 30% in chemicals, 15% in machinery, consumer goods, industrial supplies, automotive stuff, textiles, minerals and metals, not to mention people. Okay. And I know we talked about this H-1B visa, and a lot of Marjorie Taylor's pissed off at it. A lot of people are pissed off at it. All the America First people are pissed off at all of this. HB1 shouldn't happen. We shouldn't be getting anything from Israel. We shouldn't be giving anything to Israel. Well, let's just talk about that for a minute. How much money have we really given Israel? Well, number one right now, country, is still Afghanistan, by the way. Okay? It's still Afghanistan. We've still given the Muslims more money than any other country.
Oh, all right? Yeah.
We've been giving Israel, and a lot of people are going to blink at this. All right, but let me just, I swear I'm bringing it home. All right, so Israel, in 2017 alone, we gave them $168 billion worth of aid, all right, in 2017 alone. But since the 40s, 1940, we've given Israel over $337 billion in aid since the 40s. Now, that's a lot of money, whole lot of money. I didn't tell you this to tell you about the money. I told you this to tell you about the year. Israel has been an ally of every president since the 40s. And now you're pissed off about it? Now? Biden gave them money. Obama gave them stuff. Trump's giving them stuff. Carter gave them stuff. Bush gave them stuff. Reagan gave them stuff. And now you're pissed off about it? Now? It makes no sense, okay? But you want to say America first. Okay, well, fine. All right, fine. I got it. I got you. So here's, remember Agenda 47? All right, everybody said it was Project 2025. It's Agenda 47. Okay, so let's just go through a couple of these, TJ. All right, and I'm going to read it. You tell me, is it America first? Seal the borders and stop the migrant invasion. America first. Check. Carry out the largest deportation in American history. Sounds like it's America first. End inflation and make America affordable again. It sounds like it's America first. You agree? Stop outsourcing and turn the United States into a manufacturing superpower.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sounds America first. Largest tax cuts for workers and no tax on tips. Sounds like an American thing to me. Defend our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our freedoms, including speech, religion, and right to keep and bear arms. Well, that's straight out of the American Constitution.
Indeed.
Okay. Prevent World War III, restore peace in Europe and the Middle East, and build a great Iron Dome missile defense over our entire country, all made in America. Okay. Now, that first part, okay, prevent the war, restore peace, and yada, yada, yada. No. But you can still kind of say that's America first, because if you don't do that, if you don't restore peace in other parts of the world, then you're going to get what Biden gave us, fighting it here. Follow me? Okay.
For sure.
So I'll give it 50-50 right there. I'll give it 50-50. All right. Rebuild our cities, including D.C., making them safe, clean, and beautiful again. Sounds America first to me. Strengthen and modernizing our military, making it without question the strongest and most powerful in the world. It's America first. Y'all get what I'm saying? Y'all follow me? Do you smell what I'm stepping in here? I don't see at this point anything that Donald Trump has done that's not putting Americans first. I don't. Here, and TJ, you have my full permission. Full permission here. If you think I'm full of shit and I'm going in a wrong direction, you have my permission to tell me. Because again, to the chat and to you, my brother, I'm confused by this whole blue hat movement. I am really confused.
Yeah, no, actually, I'm in full agreement with this. And what I just recently had said on my show, not just today, but last week as well, pertaining to all of this, is we're looking at a man who's having to jump through hoops in order to work the political system that we have allowed to happen here in this great United States of America. The things that are in place in deep state Washington, the things that are going on with Trump's administration constantly hitting hurdle after hurdle and, you know, labyrinth after labyrinth trying to get anything accomplished is by design. So in most cases, Trump is going to have to do certain things in certain ways to get the outcome that he is looking for. On paper, that might not always look perfect to us. But the problem is we're taking a man, just a human being, and we're expecting that somehow he's going to Harry Potter out, wave a magic wand, and give us MAGA on a plate. And instead, what he's doing is he's trying to implement the policies that he promised to everyone while he was campaigning in any way he possibly can without doing detrimental devastation to the United States. And that is going to require time, and it is going to require cooperation. And you can't get cooperation out of both parties and out of both sides and out of the Congress and out of the Senate as a whole without having to handle it with kid gloves. You can't go in like a bull in a china shop and say, I'm just going to wreck this whole entire system and have people be willing to work with you. And Trump is already a free radical in most people's eyes, including people who are on the conservative right. A lot of them feel that he is still a little too bombastic. He's a little bit too much of a loose cannon. So he has to dial some of that back, and he has to play some of the game in order for the American people to benefit. And right now, we have seen great benefits within the first, you know, I mean, truly since he was sworn in on the 20th, it's only been 9 months, you know, nine and a half months since he's actually had any presidential power. And right off the bat, he put out a bunch of executive orders, and half of them were instantaneously messed with by a bunch of woke federal judges before Congress and Senate even had a chance to try to interfere. The other huge complication we have, of course, is we've got razor-thin majorities on both sides, and we've got people that are playing against us like Rand Paul. Anytime votes are coming up, they're making sure that we have as many complications as possible. We're having to rely on people on the left like Fetterman to come across the line to be able to support anything we're trying to get done. And then anytime Trump says anything wrong in an interview, anytime a policy doesn't get passed immediately, anytime there's an exception in something like the Big Beautiful Bill, we've got half the people who supported him in the MAGA movement to begin with that go on social media and they crap on him instantaneously without having any idea what the end game is or what the direction that he's trying to go and get things accomplished in is in the first place. And he doesn't lay that all out there. He's very transparent and he's very outspoken, but he's outspoken in brief statements, things that shock people. And I think that's a tactic in itself because it keeps the left focusing on the crazy things he says. And it takes some of their focus away from what he's actually trying to do, which is a strategy that is necessary right now with how many snakes there are in the grass all over the D-State.
I honestly, and this is y'all know I pride myself on putting stuff in crayon, but I honestly feel like Nick Fuentes, Candace Owens, Tucker, and the rest of these blue hat America First people are my children that we just got on a road trip to Disney, and it's about 12-hour drive, and after about 30 minutes, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And this is what I'm talking about. Okay. TJ just alluded to it. It's been 11 months. It's been 11 months. Do y'all have any idea why the little jackass Nick Fuentes says some of the shit that he says, and why Tucker says some of the shit that he does, and Marjorie Taylor says some of the shit that they do with these blue hats? Is because they're sitting on a bank account that's ungodly. Yeah. And so whatever economic decisions or executive orders to affect the economy and inflation and tariffs don't affect these assholes. All right. In any way, shape, form, or fashion, they're riding around in Lambos, Hummers, H2s, living in, you know, living high on the hill like the damn Jeffersons right now. None of the stuff affects them. And they don't have the patience. They want America first right now. Mm-hmm. It's not possible. That's right. We don't have the finances, we don't have the resources, and we don't have the people right to be America only right now. That's why I showed you the imports, okay? That's why I showed you all that stuff. We still need other countries right now, okay? Now, do we take aid from other? No, we don't, okay? Except for 9/11, Katrina, you know, things like that. That's the only time. We don't receive aid from other countries, but we receive resources and electronics and things that we don't make here because we don't have the people to do it. All right. And so while I agree 100% with the little blue hats in a sense that I would love to see us be able to stabilize everything on the back of the American worker. Absolutely. I would love to see that. I would love nothing more. But we have to be honest with it, with one another. We are in no way, shape, form, or fashion in any position to do that right now.
Correct.
I don't think we're 4 to 6 years away from doing that right now. Like, I really don't. And so while the idea behind the blue hats, it's a great idea, but the timeline, it's not possible. It's not feasible. And right. what they're going to end up doing, and write this down, what they're going to end up doing, watch, it's not going to be a fracture. What's going to happen is they're going to prop up a candidate to run against JD and Nucifer in 2028 that's going to pull the votes away from JD, and neither one of them is going to get elected, and we're going to be stuck with Nucifer or Crockett or AOC or Bernie or one of these other retards. We're going to be stuck with them because of a split vote, because they want it, and they want it now. Well, bitch, this ain't JG Wentworth, okay? Sorry. It don't work that way.
No doubt. No, I agree entirely. I was actually talking about that last week, that the complication we have is we are reliant in our most vulnerable markets, like technology. We do not do microprocessor manufacturing here in the United States of America. We want to, and we need to. We need to have the ability to no longer be, you know, reliant upon everybody else. We should, with our resources and our, you know, our bodies and everything else that we have in this country, we should be self-sufficient. But what we did is we allowed laziness and complacency to take over for decades. We started outsourcing everything to Taiwan and to China. They found ways through all of the money they were making off the American people. And if you guys look back at maps from 20 or 30 years ago, or the regions that a whole bunch of their mega factories and stuff in those places are now, they were nothing. They were land that was completely devoid of anything. And now they're super cities built around the commerce that has come off of the American dollar buying freaking electronics and Temu goods. And now here we are, not knowing how to make microchips efficiently here in the United States. It'll be just like anything else. We could make them. It's going to be slow. It's going to cost a freaking fortune, and we're going to have to sell them to you guys for 10 times the amount that we buy them from China for. And that's where the problem is right now we do not have people that have the mental capability.
No.
We don't have facilities that have the economic or the physical capabilities to turn these products out in a reasonable time frame at a reasonable price. And in order to get to that point, we have to have people here, or have people come here that can train the American workforce in an on-the-job environment, open these plants, get them running efficiently, people who have vested interest in the U.S. And yes, we got to vet these people to the end of the earth, but we should allow those individuals to come in from places like communist China that don't want to be there under Xi's thumb any longer, that would like to come to the United States, start a life, have a career for themselves, to help get these plants up and running and help the American workers learn how to do what they're doing there, so that we can keep our prices competitive and start making good products right here in the U.S.
And that's where I want to close it with what we talked about like a week or so ago is the HB1 visas or whatever. Okay. All right. So just to throw a number at you guys. Okay. Again, I tell y'all all the time, I swear I'm not that smart. I'm really not. All right. But I passed Algebra 1 in eighth grade. Okay. I took Algebra 1 in eighth grade. 18% of college freshmen right now, 18% can't pass Algebra 1. 18% of college freshmen cannot pass Algebra 1, which in college, Algebra 1 is a remedial course that you don't even get credit for. Okay? You don't even get credit for it. They can't pass it.
Right.
So if you want to tell me, well, Todd, I don't agree with the HB1 visa. I don't agree with it. Okay. Well, what's your alternative? Okay. Because it's going to take 10 years to fix our education. I think it's going to take 4 to 6 years to fix the America First agenda. It's going to take 10 years to fix our education problems. Education's a shithole. I mean, we got to be honest. Okay. All right. We got to be honest with each other here. All right. You got kids. I mean, I just saw a video the other day. It was a damn valedictorian at a high school. She was the valedictorian. Couldn't read. Couldn't read.
That's absurd.
Couldn't read. Like, see, spot, run. She got nothing.
Not surprising, though. Yeah, I mean, particularly, again, in a lot of these blue states, they've made all of those exceptions to where they consider academics now to be racist. So if your reading skills or your mathematics skills aren't that great, you're still being given your high school diploma, even though you've walked out with none of the basic necessities to live. And I mean, yes, maybe people don't have to use advanced mathematics in a lot of the positions they go into, but you have to be able to read in some fashion to get through life, to build your stupid freaking IKEA furniture that you bought or whatever else. You got to be able to read something in order to navigate the landscape of the world that you live in.
And I've got a couple questions here, and I want to address this from Vexus 448 on the training topic. Why don't we just send a group of people over to their plants to learn while plants are being built? We don't need the personnel here to train if we've been getting people trained during the building of plants. Well, I agree with you, but have you seen our kids? Half of them can't walk and chew gum at the same time. You know, and then you're going to send them to a foreign country where, hell, they don't understand English.
No.
You know, you think they're going to understand somebody?
Opium.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. While all of this on the job training, sending people to other factories or sending a group of people to learn how other people do it so we can do it here, that all sounds great. It just depends on who you send. Like, I mean, it really does. Can they learn? You know, I mean, do they have to be reminded to blink and breathe? Because I'm not trusting that person to build something. That's the number one reason. The number one reason why I spent 18 plus years in a uniform and never went to airborne school. Turned it down four times in my career. It wasn't because I was afraid to jump out of a plane. No, it was because I wasn't allowed to pack my own parachute. And I know what a parachute rigger has to make on the ASVAB. And it ain't that damn high. Okay. All right. I'm just telling you. All right. So the answer is no, no. If I go to a restaurant and I sit down and I see the cook and he looks like a, I'm not eating there. Okay. I'm not.
For sure.
Ask Kendra. We went to Taco Bell. This was last year. We went to Taco Bell. All right. And there was a security guard. It was right before a movie. The security guard just leaned up on the counter. Bro, she had a revolver, not in a holster, in her belt, like just sticking in her belt, one in the chest, ready to go. And dude, I walked around her, stood next to her. And finally, after I placed my order, I looked at her and I said, ma'am, I understand your security. I could have killed you with that pistol about 37 times. You have no concept of who's standing around you, why they're standing around you. You have no concept of your surroundings at all. I could have killed you with that gun 10 times. And she looked at me like I was the asshole. But that's what we got.
Absolutely.
We got mouth breathers and folks that can't walk and chew gum at the same time. I mean, we have to face the facts here.
Yep,
and so until we have... Bring back a standard, a standard. All right. No more of this. We don't have F's. We have E's. All right. Because we don't want to give them F's because F stands for failure. Well, that mentality and the participation trophy generation is the reason why you don't have. And I saw somebody in the chat said, make made in America great again. Well, you got to make education great again first.
Absolutely. That's a huge problem is the complacency, the laziness. That's the fear that I have with it all is everybody who works in the workforce now, all the young people that have come into it, the vast majority of them are looking for the easiest way to get something done, not the best. And when we first built this country, we were such a great industrial innovator because we had people who were willing to work themselves to death
Literally.
To make this nation what it was. They worked hard and they took immense amounts of pride in the work that they put out. And they did it for crap pay back then. I mean, a lot of those guys would work sometimes 2-3 consecutive shifts. You know, standing out on scaffolding out in the middle of nowhere, no tie-offs or anything else.
No hard hats, no nothing.
No, nothing.
Nothing. Go look at the 40s and the 50s of them building the San Francisco, LA, and New York City skyline. That's a level of man that I don't understand. Okay. I'm just being real.
No, they
walking across them beams with no nothing, like, you know, 800
heavy rivet gun in one hand and a lunchbox in the other.
And a Camel non-filtered sticking out their mouth with a bud heavy in their metal lunchbox. That's a different breed of human being right there.
And I hate using this word because it's been so slammed with the left on, you know, their views towards white people in particular, but we are a privileged nation. And I talk about this all the time. We do not understand true struggle here in the United States any longer. Go to a real third world country, live there for 3 years. And then you will come back here with an appreciation for this country that you can't comprehend. And a lot of spite towards it as well, because you'll see the things that we're doing that are destroying ourselves because we've become so acclimated to privilege here. The most poor among us have more benefits generally than people who live in other countries.
Oh, that's a fact. Like, I'd be terrified right now. Like, because, I can't sympathize with people over what y'all pay for healthcare and how you have to deal with healthcare. Because, I mean, I have TRICARE, I have military health insurance for the rest of my life because of my retirement. So I can't even imagine. Like, but I say that, but on the same token, that's a decision that I made when I was 17 years old, when I looked at my life and the way my life was going and the way, you know, it was going to end up. I was like, no, I don't want this. I've got to find a way to actually make something of myself and become something. And if joining the Army is the way I have to do it, then, I mean, that's just what I got to do. I mean, and we don't have that anymore. I'm not beating my chest here, but we don't have that anymore. We don't have men that just sit and go, well, I mean, I don't want to do this, but it's either I got to go do this to put food on the table or my family doesn't eat.
Right.
You know, I don't want to go get on this garbage truck when it's 20 degrees outside and pick up cans. But by God, I'm going to do it because my family needs to be fed and the lights need to be kept on. We just don't have that anymore. Now it's like, well, I ain't got to do it because, I mean, shit, I'm getting my check from the Department of Treasury tomorrow. I don't need it. I don't have to work to feed my kids because not only. While us, me, and I know a lot of y'all in the chat all the time call us paid shields and you're an Israel paid shield and all that. Let me tell you, I ain't got a dime from not a nair nobody with the exception of Graham Allen Media, Rumble, and Patriot Crew. That's the only people I get a paycheck from.
That's all fantastic. Right.
And the VA. Okay, that's it. So, you know, if Israel wants to send me some money, I'll gladly spend their shit. I'll tell you. All right, and they're not going to get nothing out of me, okay? They're not going to get anything out of me, but I'll spend your money. Spend it.
Yeah,
but what pisses me off is every time I see a TikTok on the Twitterverse, it's grocery carts full, and it ain't great value stuff. I had to buy when I was in the Army, you know, like the fake bag of Fruit Loops, you know, the bag that's this big, that it ain't got a toucan on it. It's got a monkey with one eye and a wooden foot. All right.
Got three kids, and I will tell you what, brother, they used to sneak in the pantry and steal cereal so often, my oldest especially. That is exactly what kind of bags hang out in my house.
Exactly. For real.
The kind that are bottomless.
Yeah,
and
man.
Inexpensive.
No. We didn't buy Fritos. Hell no. We bought corn chips.
That's right.
we bought corn chips.
That's exactly right, brother.
Like, what's for dinner? That white glove with a smiley face. That's what's for dinner. Hamburger helper, baby. Hamburger helper.
That's fantastic. Oh, that's awesome.
Man. That's it. That's all. I'm going to do one ad read before I get out of here. But hopefully, and you heard TJ said it, I didn't. He's got more time on his hands. His schedule is freed up. And I just got to be honest, dude. It's so much easier to do a show when there's somebody right next to me I understand why Graham does it now. Like when he pokes me and I lose it and he keeps poking, I get it. I can't do it to him because he's all professional. I'm not. I'm just a redneck that eats crayons, and I don't really care. So, got to have you on more often. So,
absolutely, bro.
And vice versa. I know I'm always welcome on yours. You're always welcome here. But I know your kids just got off the bus, and I don't want to hold you too long. It is dinner time. I'm not used to being on air at 7:20. Cowboys probably just kicked off. So
it's an odd time.
We're going to get out of here, but TJ, I'm going to let you tell everybody where to find you and all that good stuff, and you tell the people bye before I do this ad.
Of course. Well, I'm right here on Rumble, of course, as Free Castle, so you will see me in the chats as Free Castle. If you go to Rumble.com/channel Free Castle, you will find me there. You will find Take Up Your Cross, which has been my podcast for like 10 months now, which is pretty amazing. That's
great.
There's just been so much love and support there, and I'm so grateful to all of you for that. And then on top of that, if you feel like it, I'm really terrible at checking it, to be honest. I'm not a big social media guy, but I do have an X account. It is Free Castle 777 on X, because because some weird looking kind of androgynous, I think, female has Free Castle for some reason. So there you go. As far as how that works out, that is what it is. But that's where I can be found. And otherwise, you know, I just love you guys. And I pray for each and every one of you every day that we all can kind of make it through this as brothers and sisters in Christ, as we were intended to, with human dignity intact and just love and respect for one another. And that's where we need to fall. We need to fall upon what Jesus taught us. And that is what will unite us correctly. It's the foundation of this country from the beginning was Christian morals and principles. And we've fallen far enough away from that we let all of the little micro subjects divide us. And that's our undoing. I mean, so if we pull back on Christ.
I can't say nothing now. That was perfect. That was absolutely perfect. All right. Before I let you go, you got to do one more thing.
Of course, brother.
All right. Let's hear it. What's your best hot seat? Let's hear it.
Just right, hey, Kyle, dude, thank you for being here today.
COVID. There you go.
Thank y'all for being here. And, you know, just like I always say, love you, miss you, mean it.
I love it, dude. I love it. I'll have you on just as often as you want, brother. Thank you for coming and hanging out,
that,
man.
Brother.
Have a good
love
one, dude.
Being here, man.
Tell the kids, tell the wife I said hey.
Will do, brother. Thank you so much.
Man. Yeah, dude.
Love you, man.
Love you too, bro. And listen, let me tell y'all something. I've never got to physically meet TJ. It's going to happen. But when that man tells you he prays for you every day, you better believe it. Okay. You better believe it. That is one of the best human beings I've ever met in my life. And I gotta be honest, that is the other than the gift that you guys give me every day, and that's being able to come on here in front of this camera, regardless if it's 3 o'clock or 6 o'clock, you guys always show up. We have a good time. I love you guys. Thank you for this gift. But the biggest gift that I have is being able to meet people that are just so great, like Chad and Graham and TJ and so many other people. So thank you guys. This is the greatest gift anybody's ever given me. And so from the bottom of my heart, I know I say this all the time, but I really feel like I don't say it enough. Thank you so much for this. And before I get out of here, I do want to talk about Zippix nicotine toothpicks, and I hope y'all are going to be able to see this. I think you will be able to. Let me pull it to the front, this little QR code here. I'm playing with new salt. Bam! There it is right there. I'm just going to move it over here. All right, so this is Zippix. There is a QR code right there for you to scan. I know it's kind of in my face, so let's get it out of the way. I'm just going to put it over here. Boom, there. Perfect place. Listen. This episode was brought to you by the Zippix nicotine infused toothpicks. Now, I don't know what you struggle with. This is something that I have struggled with since I was 12 years old, and that is nicotine and tobacco addiction, along with a very dirty mouth and a little bit of an alcohol problem when I was younger, thanks to the military. But guys, it's not just about the tobacco, not just about the nicotine for men. Guys, it's also about stuff being in your mouth, whether it's a cigarette, whether it's a vape. And for the love of God, if you're vaping, please stop. Like, please stop. I quit vaping about 4 months ago, and I started doing these toothpicks and these little nicotine pouches. And nicotine's not really bad for you. It actually does have some good characteristics to it that will help you in your health as well. So please get off the vapes. Like, I'm begging you, please get off the vapes. They are horrible for your lungs. 2 weeks after I quit vaping, I was coughing up lung butter and nasty stuff for like a week straight. So they satisfy both your nicotine cravings and the hand to mouth habit. They have 6 and 2 milligrams and 3 milligrams strength. They're proudly made right here in the United States, have an assortment of flavor. If you don't need the nicotine, fine. They have caffeine. They have B12 infused toothpicks. So listen, scan this QR code. I think it's over here. Scan this QR code right now. Get 10% off. Give up the cigarettes, give up the Copenhagen, give up the vapes, give up all of that stuff just by, you know, being cool like Stallone in the movie Cobra. Just have a toothpick hanging out your mouth. All right, nothing wrong with that. So scan this QR code, check out the Zippix toothpicks right now. Trust me, your family will thank you because you won't stink, all right, and you'll actually be able to breathe. All right, so just treat. Do it for me, do it for your family. Go check it out now. Listen, thank you guys for coming and hanging out. I love all of you. And I'm going to close this thing out with a prayer, and then we're going to get out of here, okay? Father, we just thank you for an amazing day. Lord, I did promise, and I do want to stop. And Lord, just forgive me. I said a lot of words this afternoon that I haven't said in a very long time. Lord, I actually used your name in vain a couple times. I let my anger get the best of me. But Lord, I am a worthless sinner. I know that I am. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Cast my sins as far as the east is from the west. And never to bring them up again, as your word promises. Lord, I thank you for every viewer, for everybody that's listening to my voice. I thank you. I just ask that you bring blessings upon them, their family, their children, their job, their medical, everything, their marriage, their finances, everything. I ask for blessings of all of these people that can hear my voice. Lord, I thank you for all that you do for me. And Lord, I thank you so much for that love, that grace, that mercy that is fresh for me every single day. And Lord, is there somebody out there that's never met you, that does not know your name, or somebody that has met you and just hasn't spoken to you in a long time? I ask that you send your Holy Spirit down, Lord, and you reveal yourself to them and let them know that they are loved, that they are cared for, and that your Son is the only way to you. Father, we love you and we thank you. We ask all these things in your Son's name, and all God's people said, amen. Thank you guys for hanging out. I know it was late, but I do have a question for you. There's almost 300 of you chilling right now on various platforms. In the comment section, how do y'all feel about 6 o'clock? I kind of like it. I'm not going to lie. Kind of like it. So if you like the 6 o'clock, just jump in the comment section, not the chat because I won't see it, and say, hey, 5 or 6 o'clock's better for me, Todd, because I'm at home and we're good. So leave me a comment. Let me know. But other than that, I love you. I miss you. I mean it. And I will see you guys tomorrow, same time, same place, and on Dear America alongside Graham. Take care, everybody.